The time is 12:24 on November 19th, 2013. In 10 minutes' time, we will begin the La Crallo monthly meeting for for Buenos Aires, ICANN 48.
Bueno, buen día.
This is Jose Arce speaking. Good morning.
Buen día a todos.
Jose Arce speaking. Good morning, everyone. And I don't know what your political views are, but here we say good morning, everyone, ladies and gentlemen.
Bueno,
Jose Arce for the records. Good morning, everyone.
Que vimos ayer en el showcase, pero después irán llegando y se irán acoplando a la teleconferencia.
So we will have participants joining us.
Así que quería comenzar.
Silvia, you're going to have a summary?
Ya está.
Buenas tardes a todos.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. We are going to start the Lacralo monthly call. May I please ask you to introduce yourselves so that we can proceed with roll call. And we will start with Alejandro. Alejandro Bisanti from ISOC Mexico. Juan Ignacio Aime from Ajea Densi, Argentina. Alberto Soto from Easy, Argentina. Carlos Aguirre from ADR. Raul Bauer from Ushuaia, Argentina. Leon Felipe Sanchez from ISOC, Mexico. Fatima Cambronero from Ajea Densi, Argentina. Aida Noblia from the Notary Public Association of Uruguay.
Staff. Silvia Vivanco.
Jose Arce
from Ajea Densi. Silvia Herlen Leite from Internauta Brazil. Mari Carmen Sequeira from TEDIC Paraguay. Natalia Enciso from APADIC Paraguay. Wanda Scartesini from Next Brazil.
3 minutes of your time and your meeting. Thank you very much.
David Antelux, Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society.
Sintra Suknanan, Internet Society, Trinidad and Tobago Chapter.
Vladimir Dávalos, JCI, Ecuador.
Bueno, José Arce, para los registros.
This is José Arce for the records. I can see that Gilberto Lara is participating remotely. He is connecting from El Salvador. So, Gilberto, the floor is yours if you want to introduce yourself.
Bueno, excelente. De todas formas, está...
Jose Arce speaking. Okay, he doesn't want to introduce himself, but his attendance is noticed as part of the roll call. Aislan is also attending the meeting. Aislan is from Ajea Densi, Brazil. The next item on the agenda are the action items from our past conference call, so I will post the link.
Y los voy a repasar.
And I will quickly review these action items. And we are going to address the only open action item on this call. But basically, we had to define the next steps
uno de los puntos próximos de la agenda.
With the Lacralo Governance Working Group. It's an internal working group. So this link on the wiki, or this link to the wiki, will lead you to the only action item that is still open. Before proceeding with our agenda, we will give the floor to Maureen. She will speak about Meetrix. This is a very important topic. So, Maureen, we thank you for being here, and you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Jose. Maureen Hilliard for the transcript record. Thank you very much for giving me some time to speak to you on behalf of the Meetrix Working Group. I know that it's a very complex sort of topic to be introducing to you, because the Meetrix Working Group has been tasked to measure performance of the ALAC members, performance of the ALSs, and of RALOs eventually. We're looking at ALAC first of all. And I have provided a link to a draft of some of the things that we're actually looking at. We're actually looking at measures, measuring for ALAC. It's based on the fact that we have a new set of rules of procedure for the ALAC. And the ALAC Rules of Procedure has a section, as it did in the last set of rules, on performance, metrics and remediation. And in that section, it actually states that the ability of the ALAC to represent the interest of internet users depends on strong participation from all ICANN regions. So that what we're actually sort of like saying is that in order for ALAC to function effectively, ALAC members and appointees meet the obligations of their positions. We need to look at how well do our ALAC members meet those obligations to the end users. Who are the ALSs? They are you, the ALSs. So we need to get some feedback from you about how do you feel is the most appropriate way of measuring performance. I have actually given some ideas of that have come from within the group. I want you to pull them apart to really sort of like have a look at them, to discuss them. You may need to create a working group to work on them. I do have Sergio. He's going to be my contact. So I think if the RALO can work with, feed comments to him, and he and I will liaise. Please, I'm actually really, really sort of like begging for some feedback. It's really important that we get comments from the ALSs about the issue of metrics and how we might best measure. At the moment, we're looking at attendance, participation, voting, and something else. Can't remember. But what we are looking at is mainly counting. One of the things that has been raised with us already is the counting sufficient? Should we be looking at benchmarking certain aspects of performance? So the only thing is that we've been tasked to do this job and to have something up by Singapore. We've been working on it for about a month already, and that's mainly been trying to get feedback. Feedback has been very slow, but we know that if we put something out there, there would be heaps of comments. We'd like to get those comments beforehand, if at all possible. So if you could have a look at some of the couple of the documents that I've actually sort of like put out, putting out to the RALOs. If I can get some feedback from you, I would be very, very grateful. And I don't know how much of my 3 minutes I've used, but if there is any burning question that anybody would like to ask, please. Oh my gosh, Alejandro, great.
Thank you, Maureen. I've been a member of the Meetrix Working Group. This is Alejandro Pisanti, for the record.
Sí,
Alejandro.
This is José Arce speaking. Alejandro, Fátima also wanted the floor. So Alejandro, go ahead, please.
I will start again. This is Alejandro Pisanti for the records. Maureen, have you been able to... I have been part of the metrics group. I've been lurking. I've been silent there. We have had some discussion also in Lacralo about metrics. The reason I've been rather silent is that I've not found yet metrics that really... that are really meaningful. And when I say really meaningful, it means that you can game, you can make tricks with almost all the metrics I've seen around. The number of sessions you take part in, that's very easy to game. I mean, you actually just sit in through the remote participation. No one can blame you for not traveling. So attendance, physical attendance cannot be a metric in developing countries. Attending remotely, you just plug in. Stay there. Make sure your connection doesn't break down. No one will know you weren't actually watching a football game. Participation in mailing lists. People will just count the number of emails you sent. Participation in public fora. Again, all these are gameable. Have you been able to find something that really touches substance and that does some grading? And when I say grading, I think that we have in the RALOS, what I observe is we have like three levels of actual participation. When you do have participation, one, the most common is jostling for positions. Is making yourself present so that you can be elected or that you can be chosen for travel or for a panel or something. Second, and that takes also a lot of oxygen out of the air, is participation on procedural discussions. Changes in bylaws, changes in procedures which are not instituted in the bylaws but which are more local, discussion of whether something can be taken to a vote and so forth. And the ones that should really count differently are participations where you're actually having an incidence in the function of the RALOS and of the ALAC, which is establishing trust and influencing policy. Responding to public for discussions that are in public consultation or initiating issues that go into policy discussion. So what you found there, that's... And I am asking, I mean, I know we read the document, but this is not what you find in writing. What's really the spirit of this?
If I can just respond to that. We've had very little back, but... except that the sort of feedback we're getting is very similar, that sometimes you can't assess the different things that people do as an ALAC member the same way. So this is one of the reasons why we're actually sort of like saying perhaps we need, for some things, we need to have benchmarks, we need to have other types of assessment. But we just need to get some feedback similar to what Alejandro just given to me, and we need to get different perspectives. I mean, as ALAC members, ALSs, you do have an input into your ALAC member. What sort of feedback do you get? Are you satisfied with that? When you see how ALAC members perform, what's coming out of ALAC? I mean, it's just... looking at performance in general and what different ways we might be able to measure that.
Bueno, Maureen, por una cuestión de tiempo.
This is José Arce speaking. In the interest of time, we are going to speed up a little bit. Fátima, Garth, and Carlos, you are going to be taking the floor. Please be brief. Thank you. This is Fátima speaking. Thank you, José. I will be speaking in Spanish. I have several questions, and I apologize for that, but I believe they are important. First of all, Maureen, how did you decide this? Because I did not remember seeing this email sent to the Lacralo list. So who was Lacralo's liaison with the Metrix working group, and is there any possibility for us to participate? Because Tijani said that your work was almost concluded. Then another question: what are these your suggestions to the railos? Do we have to wait until this working group job is concluded so that we can adapt it to our own metrics? What is your suggestion? Is there any recommendation along those lines? And finally, this group that will be evaluating or assessing the metrics, who will be evaluating those that will be evaluating others? Jose Arce speaking. Maureen, we will listen to Garth's question and Carlos' question, and then you will answer all of them. Garth, if you take the floor, please.
I wanted to speak in this meeting. I was just going to listen, but Alejandro has sparked my imagination. I think it would be useful to make the measurements task-driven, and that if members of regions are given specific tasks to do, and this can be a measurement of their input. If they're asked to do something specific, did they complete it, and did they do it well, and was it effective, rather than more vague measurements of meeting attendance or email response? Thank you.
Maureen, good morning. Here. Carlos Aguirre is my name. I have a...
This is Carlos Aguirre speaking.
Alex said, I can add the subjectivism when you analyze metrics. On the other side, and in this case, subjectivism, is also important who decide over these metrics. Are you thinking some measures to see that?
Jose Arce speaking. Maureen, if you would like to answer to these questions, you have the floor. This is Susie Johnson speaking. If I may, please say your names for the record.
Para de acá en adelante, Jose.
This is Jose Arce speaking for the record. And please... state your names before holding the floor. Maureen, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you for the questions. Fatima, I have actually been... my first port of call was actually to the RALO secretariats. I was on two sessions with the RALO secretariats, first of all, online. And their role, I did ask if they would reach out through their RALOs to first of all get some feedback. That didn't happen as much as I would have liked. I've actually raised it also with the regional group, and through that Sergio has offered to be a liaison person. So that's that one. The metrics working group is like other working groups where we're just given a set of tasks to do. My job is basically liaison, and so it's to gather the feedback to take back to the group. And it is really important that we get these really already some really interesting comments from this group. And I'm hoping that if I can just get out and talk to more ALSs and the other RALOs, that we will get other comments, because it's obvious that numbers, just counting numbers, is not going to be totally relevant. And I think that this is what we've got to do. At the same time, what we want is to get the feedback, put together some sort of document, and before, you know, like, I mean, this is what I'm saying, we need to get this information back from you by the end of this month. Put something together so that we can get it back to you for further comment. It's really important that we get that feedback on a recommendation of what we come up with. We certainly do not, I mean, I'm certainly getting the message, and it was something that we already thought of ourselves, but we need to hear it from you that numbers aren't going to be the only way of measuring. And, you know, I mean, as Alejandro says, how do you assess participation? That is an absolute, you know, like it's a real hard one, but it is something that we will have to make some sort of call on. Okay, and I don't really want to hold you guys up, but please, if you have any queries, you can send them through Sylvia or send them through Sergio or directly to me. Not a problem. Okay? Thank you.
Bueno, muchas gracias.
José Arce speaking, for the record. I see that several people would like to take the floor, make comments, or have questions, but unfortunately, we are pressed for times. We had allocated 5 minutes to the discussion of this topic, and we have far exceeded these 5 minutes. As you know, Sergio is the liaison for this working group, and you can contact him, or you can contact Maureen directly, and surely you will have, or we will have feedback, and then Maureen will be sending the document probably through Sergio. And since we are all very interested in this topic, I invite you all to engage in this task in our next conference calls or on the wiki. There is a member that has to leave the room, but she wants to address us before leaving. So, Sintra, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much, Jose. I just want to say apologies for leaving this room and the meeting early. There's a conflict that I have with the non-commercial stakeholders group meeting starting at 1. I do have some brochures from the constituency group that I am part of in the NTSG, which I will leave at the door, as well as some candy for all of you, because I know these days are too long and sometimes you need some sugar.
Señor Presidente.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I just want to record my attendance at the meeting. I apologize, but the city of Buenos Aires is really chaotic today. This is Jose Arce speaking. Welcome to the meeting, Sergio. Jose Arce speaking again. Okay, while Sintra gives out the candy that she has kindly brought out, thank you so much, Sintra, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. I am posting a link in the Adobe Connect room, technology allowing, of course. This is a link to... Okay, the next item on the agenda is the agreement, or MOU, rather. This idea came up in our last meeting in Durban. We had the opportunity to share a space or a meeting with the regional internet registries, and Afralo told us that they had signed a memorandum of understanding with their regional internet registry, and the aim was mutual cooperation. So after that, I took that idea on board, and I thought we might follow suit. So I posted the draft agreement signed by Afralo for community discussion. We received certain comments. We received opinions for and against on our conference calls. So Sylvia and I would like to have a substantive discussion on this and set a deadline to decide whether our region wants to sign this kind of agreement. One of our Lacralo members, Natalia Enciso, proposed a draft, an MOU draft. so that the region could debate that draft today in 5 to 10 minutes and to see if we can set that deadline. The idea is to vote on the final document between December 6th and the 13th. The document has been posted on the wiki since Natalia posted that document. It was posted both in English and Spanish, and we had the wiki translation tool to that end. So the idea is that we should all give our or present our views on this document so that we can finalize it and proceed to a vote. I don't know if there are any comments at this point. Silvia will be in charge of the speakers' queue. Sergio, go ahead, please. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will stick to my position, my initial position. I believe we do not need to sign an MOU with LACNIC. I do believe that we do need to start engaging in policy discussions to decide how we are going to work from now on within ICANN. Regarding LACNIC, well, we can leave that to specific initiatives of mutual cooperation for a specific event. But other than that, I believe we do not need to sign this agreement with this RIR. Thank you. This is Alejandro Pisanti. Good afternoon again. It's very good to have a document that we can read. Initially, I wouldn't even take this document to my lawyer, to be honest, because the jurisdiction is not defined, dispute resolution is not defined. That is routine legal aspects that we always focus on before we focus on the content. So, as from your explanations, the objective of this MOU or the objectives include the substitution or the complementation of some administrative functions currently performed by ICANN, and we do not agree with that. And it also includes some financial aspects, which, to my mind, are like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, okay, it's very nice to have funding and to stop being ICANN dependent on funding, but on the other hand, the funding that we receive nowadays from ICANN has at least some accountability and transparency mechanisms. LACRALO is currently not formed according to the mechanisms that will enable it or enable it to handle financial arrangements. We do not have a treasury department. We do not have transparency, accountability, or audit mechanisms. And if we were to sign this agreement with LACNIC, apart from remediating these flaws that I have spotted, well, we would need a very different LACRALO. So we would like to see a proposal for these mechanisms that I have mentioned. I do not think we are able to give a blank check to these type of activities to our authorities, given our current constitution or formation. And this has nothing to do with who are our authorities. The point here is that we are not ready to take on the responsibilities implied by this type of agreement, especially given the objectives that were initially mentioned that are not there in that draft agreement. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. I have a comment regarding what you said. Regarding the clause on arbitration, personally, I believe that clause shouldn't be there. And this is what I liked about the MOU that AFRALO signed. It is just putting in black and white what they have been doing in practice, in life, for the sake of formalities. This is Alejandro Pisanti again. If I may, I have an additional comment. This is Jose Arce speaking. again. Okay, thank you, Alejandro. Speaking about funding and accountability, the organizing committee for this showcase has really proven that they are able to handle funds and to be accountable for that, because Alberto Soto and all the team worked very hard. They got sponsors, they got funding, and there was real accountability and transparency about the money they used. So we have an example that shows that we can do this. If we are going to wait until Lacralo is able to do this, then we have to think about what is it to be able to do that. And that will be very time-consuming. So our next speaker is Wanda. This is Wanda for the record.
How could Lacralo, that is not an organization, to sign anything with a formal organization? I don't get it. I don't know how to this could be done as legal issue. Probably should be approved by ICANN and submitted. Everything was done through ICANN because we are just not a formal organization with the power to sign or to receive money or manage that. How are we going to do that? That's my first question. Thank you, Jose.
This is Jose Arce. Thank you, Wanda. You are on the line, Fatima. As it was signed by ICANN, some other bodies, like ICANN, believed that we are kind of an organization and signed an MOU with Lacralo that is not incorporated. ICANN believed that we are something. I cannot define it right now. If ICANN believed that we are able to sign and LACNIC may believe the same thing and sign it, simply with the commitment of the work the people that are part of our community are doing, if they think it is worth doing that, I think this type of association that does not have any legal status can continue along the time. I have no other answer. The questions and the doubts you have, Wanda, are the questions and doubts we have, and this appeared on the Afralo and the wiki. And my answers on the wiki are the same as the ones I'm providing. We have already discussed the idea of incorporating legally. Next one is Carlos Aguirre. Thank you, Jose. Carlos Aguirre speaking for the records. Two things. First, the question whether we need to sign MOU with LACNIC, and my vote is positive. I think it is very good to have a relationship with someone. I think in the synergies we can find solutions and better things. Even more so, the status of LACNIC. LACNIC is an organization that has been working and working very effectively. So I think it is very good to have a relationship with them and to formalize the relationship in a way. Secondly, to you, Wanda's questions, I think all lawyers here at the table know that a group of people with common interests working towards the same interest are a corporation, in fact and de facto, and in all legislation in Latin America, this is included. Whether we are incorporated or not, this is a legal definition inside our legislations in our nations. We have our limitations and our duties corresponding to a legal entity. Thank you. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Carlos. And next one is Alberto. Alberto Soto for the records. I coincide with the last appreciation made by Carlos. I think including if there any de facto incorporation may have commercial activities without any type of inconvenience. If someone does not want to do that, we may have, let's have the memorandum, the full of it, and let's remove point number 2 or 8 that says to gather external financing for common projects. And this would mean that the agreement that we may have some inconvenience to develop any type of activity. As Jose said, we have demonstrated that we have we were able to handle money without money passing through our hands, and everything and everybody was in agreement with that. I think it is positive to sign that, regardless of all the other issues that we need to consider and address. Thank you. José Arce speaking. Thank you, Alberto. I would like to add that many associations that belong to ACRALO have been beneficiaries of many LACNIC programs. And the idea is for many more to be beneficiaries of these programs. We have Gilberto Lara remotely, who was awarded in one of these awards. He was able to travel to many IGFs. He was also awarded with some money for his projects within LACNIC. Not all the associations present here at this room know that these programs exist. And with the signature of an agreement, we may increase the visibility of these projects. Next one is Alejandro, that has a pending point to say. Alejandro Pisanti, my point was covered by Vanda. José Arce speaking. Fatima has the floor. Thank you, for José. I am Fatima for the records. I would like to comment something similar to what I said when this issue was brought to the attention. At that moment, I said that I didn't have any opinion, and I wanted to check the opinion of the region. Now that we have heard many persons and with many arguments in favor and some others against, I do not understand why to force to have to sign an agreement when we do not want to sign that or when we do not agree with some of its points. The collaboration with LACNIC, with the fellows, is belongs to LACNIC. That doesn't mean that if we sign the agreement, we will be a fellow of LACNIC, members of LACRALO. I think that forcing situations does not go well if you don't want that. José Arce, thank you, Fatima. It seems that we want to force something, and this happened from the very beginning, because when I posted the draft on the WIPI, on the wiki, they said, you're forcing us to sign. Two people made a comment over a long period of time, and they did not even vote that. So far away from forcing the signature of something, we have had over the last teleconferences some discussions on what to do with that. Nobody's forcing anything. We may go to a vote, and the vote may say whether we want to vote to sign the agreement or not. Next one is Sergio Salinas Porto. Thank you, Mr. President. I am Sergio Salinas Portos for the transcript record. I would like to thank the honesty of Fatima in her words and for you to be at ease, Jose. No one thinks that you want to force something or that anyone can force something. This is a proposal. We are debating that. We are taking that as it is, beyond the debate that we are doing here. When we signed the MOU, individual organizations signed it. And these organizations are forming a regional strategy within ICANN and within ALAC. In that sense, we were individual organizations. What I would like to suggest is that if anyone wants to sign an agreement with LACNIC, they can do it on an individual basis, and it's okay. If we agree that we all are signing with LACNIC, surely we may be in a way that your proposal is considering. Otherwise, any one of the organizations may be free to work that out with LACNIC. In our case, we reserve our rights to work with LACNIC or not. And on the other hand, and this is very interesting to consider Fatima's words, because it is like that. You may be a fellow, you may be traveling to the IGF to participate with valid tools within LACNIC and to which the which are being appreciated by the community. But that doesn't mean that you are tied to the your organization or that that ties the whole region. Jorge Arce speaking. Thank you, Sergio. And regarding the last point you made, I would like to highlight that at no moment my intention or what I said was to provide more visibility to that. Because of the comments made by Fatima or you, I would like to place on record that the intention of my words was that, that it would benefit on many aspects, but not to get tied to anything. So we are on the hour. Raul has the floor. Raul Bauer speaking. I would be more favorable to the possibility of discussing concrete and shared actions or concrete actions than having some time dedicated to debate to an agreement that does not have unanimity. I would like to say that I am not a lawyer. I have a certain rejection to an attitude to document these type of things. I would like to go back and to go to the facts, and I would like have more time with LACNIC, potentially or actual, and to develop that. I would be favorable to moving away from it. So I would not support the signature of a formal agreement. I would like to have concrete facts first. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Raul. And we will make most of the presence of a LACNIC representative. And we can. We would like to have Andres Piazza. And Andres Piazza speaking. I come to Lacralo teleconference because I am a person close to the Lacralo, and I came by and I meet and I just pop up in my quality as LACNIC representative. I am surprised by this discussion with Jose. We have an ongoing dialogue, and with most of the people here, we have an ongoing dialogue on our side. There is a closeness with Lacralo, and we have all our willingness to work with Lacralo, with all the ALSs, with ICANN in special, and with members of Lacralo in strategy, in IGF, where many of you work and participate, and some of you are fellows of the IGF or some other entities or levels. On our side, it is this discussion and this debate is surprising, and this was not put on the table in LACNIC or the board or the community. Perhaps we have some pending points that this was not made visible within the LACNIC community. I think that we are far from a document. I can say that in this environment that I feel like home. But for me, it would be difficult to have this in my area, even if I have the channel to do that. What I would propose is that to work together, and this discussion is difficult for you too. For us, it would be very difficult too. We are not trying to do that. Sergio came to me and he said, are you pushing this through Jose? And I said, no, I really don't know. I don't think that we need an MOU. If Lacralo makes a unanimous decision and want to propose something, we are open to that. But I confess to you, I confess to you, this would be very difficult for LACNIC to understand the reason of this type of agreement and to formally commit to something so stable with Lacrallo. On the other hand, we have a huge commitment on the LACNIC side with this discussion. These key issues in 2013 are security, IPv6, and internet governance. This is what we have been discussing. And we are there, we will continue to be there, and this is the message. Perhaps it would be productive for you to focus on pushing forward in that sense. In a few years down the road, we can discuss this, and we will always be there. José Arce speaking. Last one raising his hand was Alejandro. I would comment something which is I deem pertinent here. In Durban, after the meeting where all the RIRs agreed that this would be beneficial, and the meeting ended, I could speak with the LACNIC board, and Hartmut Glasser agreed that this would be beneficial. And now I find that this would be internally difficult. Two people from the board have expressed that I should push this internally and that this would go through, and now I find this. Why did we bring this issue? There was a dialogue with some people and with people from the community, the whole community of the RIRs. So I have no problem with the final decision being a no, but this was not parachuted here without any prior framework of work. Diego is still on the speaker's line. Mr. Pisante speaking. I did not want to affect the credibility of any statement. I was not in Durban. I was not in Beijing. Honestly, I do not doubt that this dialogue existed. What I do need to say is that the LACNIC board or the staff are dealing with this issue right now. It may be in the future, but if the board members are interested, they will themselves push it. From my own perspective, individually, I am fully available and aware to whatever Lacrallo proposes. José Arce speaking. Thank you, Andrés. And before passing the floor to Andrés, this is this internal discussion, so thank you, Andrés, for your clarification. Diego Acosta Bastida speaking. For the records, I agree with Raúl that the discussions and the debates that will be that deal with legal issues have some are difficult. So I would like to share these difficult matters with some pleasant. Some pleasant moments. So I would like to share some chocolate with macadamia to sweeten things up. And this may go against the formality or the status of the meeting, but I think some sweet moment may help that and may help Andrés to have that sweet moment. Andrés, to be a speaker for fund management, we do not need an agreement. And to know more about participation mechanisms in ICANN, we do not need that. I think I've been clear enough and sweet enough in my participation. Thank you, José.
Gracias.
José Arce, for the record. Thank you, Diego. This is Leon Felipe Sanchez now for the record. Thank you, Jose. I think that Andrés has summarized all our views. There has been review work done. There has been a very interesting debate. So I just want to reinforce Fatima's position. If, in fact, this is taking place, then I don't think we should restrict this to a written agreement. I have been a benefit, or I have had the benefit of intervening or engaging with LACNIC. I have been a LACNIC fellow. I think that LACNIC is always very open. They support fellows. So I think we should stick to the facts. And before legally binding the RELO, we should give or have or shape our structure a little bit more, especially regarding accountability and audit mechanisms. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Leon. We are going to read a comment in the Adobe Connect room. This is Silvia Herlane speaking. We have a comment from Ilan Basilio from Brazil. I think before putting this document to a vote, I believe it should be better to discuss it and explain the awarenesses regarding LACNIC, whether to analyze if this agreement would be beneficial for LACRALO. And Gilberto Lara says that on a separate note, he fully agrees with Carlos Aguirre's comment and that he personally believes this is a very good opportunity, that is, to take the MOU into account. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Silvia. Now, Carlos Aguirre is the next speaker. Carlos, you have the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Diego, for these suites. They are indeed great. This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. I see that certain things crop up, certain things I had not taken into account, regardless of the wording of the MOU and regardless of what we decide. I wanted to give you the grounds of my prior position. Aheia Densi is a LACNIC member, and we, in fact, have obtained plenty of results because of this relation. Only just participating in LACNIC's email exchange list is really, really beneficial. So those of you who do not want to engage in a relation with LACNIC, well, please participate in that email exchange list because you would learn a lot. I believe we should engage in a relation with LACNIC regardless of how we formalize it, be it a contract, an agreement, etc. Thank you. This is Jose Arce speaking. Alejandro, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you. I think we are going from one surprise to the next when analyzing this agreement. I believe we should perform a due diligence process, first of all, before debating or discussing an agreement that the counterparty is willing to sign. And we should do this in the same way in which we do in other normal places. When you submit a document to an assembly or a GA or a group of people, the document has been previously agreed on. And I do not claim to say that there is consensus, but there is a widespread view that regarding this agreement, form follows function, and we are putting the cart before the horse and not vice versa. So when we follow or study agreements with LACNIC, well, we need to do it with the formalities that the agreement requires. Maybe LACNIC and Andres in LACNIC have something that they can sell to the attorneys, to the legal counsel, and the board. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. I think that there are people that cannot participate here, so we should use this period between the 6th and the 13th, this vote period, and once we have the reply were, if this is Alejandro Pisanti speaking, I have a point of order regarding procedures. Jose Arce speaking again. Let me finish, if I may, let me finish, and then I will give you the floor. And we have been discussing this within the region for quite some time now. So, Alejandro, you have the floor. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. A motion of procedure. I would like to propose to stop discussing this MOU until we are certain that we are ready to sign an agreement or an MOU, and until accountability mechanisms and other factors mentioned here have been resolved. We cannot sign an agreement or debate signing an agreement if the counterparty has not accepted that, for example. So, this point of order and motion or procedural motion is to withdraw from the agenda, to withdraw this MOU from our agenda. That's my motion.
Señor Presidente, quiero secundar la moción de Alejandro Pisanti.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Mr. Chair, I second Mr. Pisanti's motion. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Alejandro, for your comments. Ultimately, what we want to know is what the region wants, and we do not see all the voices represented. The only way, or the only thing that we can do is, you know, to make sure that everybody can vote. So, and we're not even certain that we are quorate to proceed regarding these motions, so maybe we can do these online, and I believe that will be the best course of action. This is Sylvia Herlain speaking now. The proposal and the voting period that our chair was mentioning was only to decide whether or not we want to sign an MOU. We are not analyzing this document, or we're not voting on this document. Initially, do we want to vote? Secondly, if we vote, we are voting whether or not we want an MOU. If we do want an MOU, then we will start analyzing a document.
Una moción de mecánica.
This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Now, I have another motion and regarding our mechanisms, and I would like to see the horse behind the cart and not the cart before the horse. This is Leon Felipe Sanchez for the record. If I may translate what Alejandro has just said, what he means is that we should focus on the substance of the MOU and then we should decide whether we want to sign it or not. It is very hard to support signing a document that we are not familiar with. So even though we have discussed whether we want to sign an MOU or not, well, we are treading on water, really. This is Jose Arce for the record. Thank you, Leon. I think that the problem in the region is that we devoted plenty of time to this discussion, and if we keep on focusing on this particular aspect, and everybody seems to be interested in this, but then when we are really going to debate it, the debate does not take place. Well, you know, we even proposed on conference calls, we proposed having a specific session to address this topic, and people said no. So there is a contradiction in our region. So we need a cutoff line or date. And we want to or need to move forward with our agenda. So we will leave the vote on hold, put it on hold. We will define that in the next or in the coming days, since we're all here together, and we will leave that for later on. This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. Jose, please be brief. Okay. There is a motion put forth by Alejandro. I believe we should proceed to a vote on that motion, and I believe we have to put in place the mechanisms to that end, maybe next week, in 2 weeks' time, next month. But we need to decide whether or not we want to engage with somebody, with another agency, LACNIC or another agency, or if we're going to be, you know, to continue working on our own. Alejandro Pisanti speaking, for the record. Excuse me. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Alejandro, there is no motion. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. It's the same motion we are debating. I believe the chair does not need to proceed to a vote to negotiate the terms of an agreement. Once you have an agreement in which the counterparty has expressed their view, well, then bring that agreement and we will proceed to a vote.
José.
Johnny Laureano, for the records. This has to do with what we are discussing right here. As I have heard, José had an agreement with some LACNIC persons, and from what Andrés said, this is not an issue that has been even discussed at LACNIC. It has not even discussed at the LACNIC board. So my question is this document the result of an action of enthusiasm, or does it have a legal framework that can be covered with all the interest that the community of Lacralo has? I would like to get confirmation about the origin and with whom are we talking, because I had the impression that the formal that the channels of communication are not formal channels. José Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Jorge. We will pass because the interpreters will be only until 1:45, and we need to proceed with the agenda. This is a deja vu of what happened in Costa Rica, so we would like to proceed with the items on the agenda. The item number 5 is 2 working groups that were formed in Costa Rica. That is the governance working group, and I would like to define that issue, that item now, that had been preceded by, chaired by Antonio Medina Gomez. I don't know if Antonio is on the Adobe Connect to give him the floor, but the community debated this issue, and there were no significant progresses made. Now we want to push that because the result of this group will be, and the outcome of this group will be important in conjunction with the draft or with the final report made by Alejandro that is on the wiki. This has been on for some time. I would like to call anyone to chair this group and to start working immediately, and we may have the formal meeting of this group in the week. This meeting will be face-to-face so as to advance on issues. Sergio Salinas Porto, I would like to volunteer to proceed with that if there are no objections by our colleagues from the region. José Arce speaking. Thank you, Sergio. Sergio is a person that has always participated for a long time within the community and that knows the work that this working group needs to do. I don't know if anyone wants to join Sergio in doing that work. I would like to volunteer myself to work with Sergio. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I would like to make a proposal. If what we're speaking about is to rebuild the governance working group, I think it is important to accept the motion and to retake the motion made by Natalia Enciso to have on black and white some consultation motion and resolution of proposals, if this could be included to this working group, if possible. José Arce speaking. Wanda speaking. Yes, I can be of assistance. Count on me, please. Natalia Siso speaking. I would like to get clarification because there are many working groups. One is governance. This would be a new working group, and the one I proposed volunteer myself for is for processes. So I will work, but please tell me on which working group I was on. Fatima, for the records. I would like to clarify to Natalia that this new working group on processes is a different group from the one of governance. The objectives on the governance or the scope was not defined, and it is different from the policy development processes of La Crallo working group. And I offered myself to work with Natalia. It is another working group. It has not opened because we were waiting for the chance to decide on what was happening with that. José Arce speaking. Sergio has the floor. Sergio Salinas Porto for the records. José, after Alejandro's participation, Nati and Fatima, I do not know what group we are building and we are making. I can be in charge from the physical and intellectually on the governance working group, not only being responsible. Wanda was on board and Jose was on board. Is there anyone else to be on board to make up a group? Felipe Sanchez is on. Alberto Sotos for the record. We have a list. José Arce speaking. We have a list of speakers. I would like to clarify something for everyone to know. I started saying governance group chaired by Antonio Medina, and that was created at the Costa Rica meeting. The clarification made by Alejandro, or his comment, was due to a proposal by Natalia, and Fatima said that very well. It is another thing. We want to continue with the governance working group and to proceed with the task that should have been ready some time ago, a long time ago. So right now, this governance group is made up of Sergio, Wanda, myself, and Oscar Garcia from Mar del Plata. I will be on too. Leon, are you on? Raul Bauer, Vladimir, and Dev Anantilaksen. All of them are on. And Mr. Rojas, Gilberto, I think, is on. So we have a numerous participation. José Arce speaking. We need to plan the first teleconference, and let's see if we can advance the ones present here with the first steps. Thank you very much to all of you for volunteering to complete this task. José Arce continues. Since we have 10 more minutes, next item on the agenda is working group processes and evaluation for the persons in item number 15, in point number 15. We have said that there are two working groups to be able to select the person to succeed Sebastián Bachelet, the seat number 15, selected by the at-large community to be member of the board of directors. In a group, we have Carlos Aguirre and Carlos Vera. Carlos, I would like you to take the floor, and in 3 seconds, you may present your group. This is Jose. Thank you, Jose. This is Carlos Aguirre for the transport group record. The group is called BCSC, Board Candidate Selection Committee. This group works together with Jose and Dev. The group with Jose and Dev establishes a procedure and organizes the procedure on how the election will take place. And this group, my group and Carlos Vera's group, and I would like to call Carlos Vega to be on board, because on the two calls he was not present, so it would be a very good idea for us to be on the committee representing the region. This committee, this BCEC, aims at selecting candidates that will be selected by the ALEC. This is our task. This is a confidential, because we are handling with confidential information of each one of the candidates. I cannot tell you more because of that, but that's our task. José Arce speaking. Thank you, Carlos. And as we said in the other group, that we are in charge of establishing a voting procedure. Dev is participating, and myself, we are participating. Dev, would you like to say something? And the following item on the agenda is the possibility of outreach, that you are responsible for that. So if you want to finish up with some comment for the selection of seat number 15, go ahead, please.
David Antalaksing speaking. As Carlos says, the BSMBC has met, and we have agreed on a timeline for a final timeline for the selection of seat number 15 by the at large. The BSMBC is more of an oversight, just to make sure that things are working smoothly with the process. Ultimately, the sequence of events that require the selection of seat number 15 requires that that seat to be transmitted to ICANN by. Let me just double check this. Just make sure. I believe that the announcement is by the 16th. Or the 15th of April, 2014. So there's a sequence of events that have to take place. The announcement has to go out, and it should be going out very soon. Right now, just undergoing a 24-hour consensus call on the final timeline. So once that is confirmed, the announcement will be going out to all the mailing lists. And candidates interested can read the criterion on the wiki and submit it to the BCEC for evaluation. Thanks. Timeline, but I don't know if you have enough time for that. So I would say wait for the announcement. It's going to be comprehensive and list the timelines and deadlines. So,
bueno, y gracias. Estamos.
José Arce speaking. We are about to finish. I wanted you to say something about point number seven, item number seven of the agenda. This is visibility. And we are short of time, and I think that we have two items. This is the working group of Dev. If in 1 minute you can speak about strategy, that will be Fatima, and we would like everyone to have an update on that. Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you, Jose. David Antilaksing speaking. Myself and Fatima Cabanero are co-chairs of Project 2, the communications plan as part of the Latin American and Caribbean Regional Strategy. And this project is one of the projects that's been fast-tracked so that, we could announce some deliverables by this meeting and look to finish it to, advance the work of it, if not finish it ahead of the other projects in the Latin American and Caribbean strategy. So In a nutshell, there have been many material available in multiple languages, English, Spanish, Portuguese, and a wide variety of material has been posted by ICANN on the ICANN blog. There have been also, in terms of the social media, there are now ICANN accounts in Spanish and in Portuguese, so that persons can see the posts, tweets in their language. There's also been a collection of articles and of ICANN in the press in Spanish and in Portuguese, and there's like a collection, a site where all of these are collected. And now we've also looked at how the Latin American Caribbean website, which is a specific website geared for the LAC region. And we've come up with a structure for the website, and we've looked at looking to, well, document what is ICANN, what some background information about the DNS, some information about the various stakeholder roles available in ICANN for anyone to participate in. So if, for example, you're interested in trademarks, you maybe won't be interested in the IP constituency in the GNSO, for example. There will be a section of the website for each country in the Latin American and Caribbean region. And what we are doing is identify the gaps. We have identified the stakeholders from each country in the LAC region. And it's for two reasons. One, for networking purposes, so people can see who in their country is already involved and they could contact that person. And the second is to really identify the gaps in the stakeholder representation. And the intent is that we will then develop a communications plan tailored for each country based on the gaps. So if there's a particular gap in, say, business constituency, we will target that sector explicitly, and it will be tailored for each country. So I think that's a summary, unless Fatima has something else to add.
Bueno, estamos en tiempo cumplido. Fatima quería, me pidió la palabra, quería...
José Arce speaking. Fatima, we are about to conclude, but before that, I would like to thank the interpreters and people and the ICANN staff for having made a wonderful and almost impossible task. So Fatima has the floor, and thank you all very much for being here in our monthly teleconference in Buenos Aires. Fatima has the floor.
Que dijo de la Gralo, se sumó mucha gente al grupo de comunicaciones y lamentablemente no estuvieron participando. Todavía tenemos mucho trabajo para hacer, así que la invitación sigue abierta a los que se sumaron y que se vuelvan a sumar y que activen su compromiso, porque tenemos recursos para hacer cosas de comunicación, necesitamos ideas y gente que tenga ganas de trabajar. Así que se comunican con nosotros y los esperamos. Gracias.
¡Vamos! Okay.